Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, you guys. This is Good Deeds, and I'm Dr. Renee Sunday. I'm just so excited that you are here. I know you've taken time out your busy schedule to be with us, and we don't take that for granted. What we do here at Good Deeds, we actually share your message, you know, your passion, your dreams, you know, the reason that you actually was created. We share that to the world. And, you know, I'm Dr. Renee Sunday, and, you know, I enjoy working with Christianpreneurs, you know, because we actually, we have a lot to say, but you got to make sure you actually have the right mindset. We actually have to have it packaged right, and then we blast it out, you know, through different media outlets. You know, we have the radio and TV show as well. But, you know, I just love helping people. That's why I was created. So, we help people actually find that purpose in life. So that's how I actually got the platform builder's name, because I help other people build a platform. I meet them where they are, and we're going to take you to the next level, next dimension, you know, what God has already predestined you to do. The thing about it is, I want to let everybody know we are our brothers and sisters people. We actually, you know, we have to encourage each other. You know, you have to encourage yourself, but we have to encourage each other. You know, I'm from the South, I guess you know, and you can tell. You know, my parents, you know, whatever, you know, the saying was, whatever happened in the house, stay in the house. And, you know, we actually have to not, we can't do that. We have to actually get counseling. We actually need to be able to explore different options that we can help each other. And the awesome person we have today is the awesome Jeannie Brooks. She actually, she's a doctor, she's a counselor, she's a woman of God, and she's going to actually tell us more about the awesome things. And I just want to welcome her to Good Deeds. Are you there?
I am here, Renee. Thank you for having me.
Oh, I'm just so excited. She's just a wonderful person. You guys, what we want to do is we want to tell us a little bit more about yourself and the awesome things that's going on in your life.
Oh, boy. I don't know that I can capture it all this in this short of a time, but I will try my best. The Lord has just opened my eyes and is growing me to reach out to women who are broken, women who need sisters in Christ to come alongside them. I think about how Jesus sat with the Samaritan woman at the well, and he must have looked at her with such compassion and love in such a way that it literally changed her in moments. And one of the things the Lord really broke me with several years ago was that sometimes we as women can be kind of catty to one another, and we really can pour salt onto the wounds that are already there. And I really am impassioned about sitting with women at the well. I know the Lord sat with me at the well in my brokenness. He did not condemn me. He did not throw me away. He did not point fingers. He just sat and loved me and washed me clean. And so I have a passion to reach out to other women wherever they find themselves. I love what you said is meeting people where they are. That's exactly how I feel.
Wow, I just love it. I love your analogy when you said meet at the well. Oh, I love that because, you know, people don't realize how water is very soothing. I know we use more, you know, water to cook, to, you know, to get clean ourselves, et cetera. But have you ever really looked at a waterfall? It's very relaxing and smoothing. And guess what? God gives us what? Water that we'll never thirst before. You know, he gives us life.
Yeah.
But, Jeannie, I want to ask you this. I mean, because, you know, ladies and gentlemen, she's holding back on us, as of course. I mean, how did you get to this? Because so many times we can say we've been through this and that, but how do you actually get to that point that you can actually help other people?
Oh, Renee, the Lord came when I was 25 years old. I was living a life that was very, very unsavory. I started at age 12 drinking and smoking, and between age 12 to 25, things were done to me. I did things. I drank, used drugs, slept around, had an abortion, just all kinds of things that rendered me lost and really in the dark and not have, I didn't even know that I was in the dark. And the Lord literally came to me in the middle of the night and lifted me out of the darkness. It was a very personal, private experience, but he literally lifted me out of the darkness. And at that moment, it was choose me or choose this life. And I knew that choosing him was the only option. I didn't know what that meant, though. I really didn't, Renee, but I knew that choosing him was the only option. And then for really the next 10 years, he called me into a very quiet, private time with him where I learned about him and his love and sat with him every morning privately, quietly. I didn't trust reaching out to women and asking. I didn't even know enough to really know where to go. So I just sat every morning with him in the Bible, getting any Bible study that I could and just going through the Word. And for those 10 years, he just grew me. It was such an incredible relationship. And then he kind of called me out of that private relationship. And as I met with other women, as I joined larger Bible studies, I realized that all the preciousness that I had with him for those 10 years was very, very real. And it just impassioned me to want to know more. Then it also impassioned me to sit with other women and really work at not judging them. I had by then already gotten my master's degree in counseling, and I was in private practice. So I had sat with many of women who were broken and understood. I understood my brokenness even better. And I understood their brokenness. I started doing groups with homeless women. And just the Lord has just built a passion within inside of me to reach out, even most recently in the last 5 years, just passionate about helping ministries that are helping women out of the human sex trafficking. I have a passion to travel around the world and take teams of counselors to help train these ministries that are all over to help better fortify them so they can reach out even more and help these young women and these young girls that are caught up in horrific conditions. So it's just an ongoing thing that the Lord just keeps drawing me and growing me and rising me up.
Wow, that is so powerful. You know what I really, and I have to say this because I, you know, the Bible tells us that we all, I'm going to say that, are missionaries. But I just love that you actually are really doing that because, you know, everybody wants the fame and the fortune, you know, the life. But you know what, and I always say this, Jeannie, and that came out today when I was talking. If you do the right thing, everything you need, it will be supplied. And so Yes. You are walking in your purpose. And so, I mean, you like the Bible said, you lack for nothing. And, oh, I just love it. I love it. And forgive me, my team's saying I'm not it's Dr. Brooks, so please forgive me that I need to address you the correct way. So I apologize for that.
Oh, don't you dare apologize. That the Lord, that's a whole nother thing. The PhD, it was of the Lord's doing, and he really provided me with the education and the wisdom to go with that so that he could enlarge my platform. And I love the verbiage that you use, Renee, talking about a platform and the Lord using us and putting us in positions and meeting people where they are. Definitely those are common themes that the Lord puts upon me. And sometimes he does bless us with a PhD or such so that he positions us in a way that we can reach out to even more people. So it's interesting. I'll never forget the first time I was called doctor. It was kind of like, oh, well, that seems odd. It does not bother me. I prefer to be called Jeannie anyway, so that's good.
Well, we have like spirits because that's why I tell people, can you just say servant and that'll take care of everything? But,
yes.
Someone has to school me, Dr. Brooks, in that saying, just like you said, I'll be honest and, I'm being transparent, ladies and gentlemen. The doctor and now with me being a minister has opened up. It does open up doors that people, because the world still goes by these accolades. The world still goes by this certificate, if you will.
Yes.
So, but the thing is, you need to make sure whatever certificate you have, whatever it may be, maybe doing hair, it may be a certified, what they call an HVAC, the person take care of the air conditioner. No matter what it is, you need to do it with a spirit of excellence. And God is using that, not just you using that. He's going to actually use that for his glory, meaning you get a chance to actually witness to somebody. See?
Yes.
So let me ask you, Dr. Brooks, if this too, too personal, when you go out to the places that you've never been before and you've sent a team out, and we know mental health is it's in every location, from we could say the tip of Florida all the way up to D.C., all the way back to California. It's in a lot of places. We know that. What things that, and I know it's a whole training you do with your team before they go out, but when you come into a new environment, and, I know you, with the Holy Spirit, of course, and your training, you can identify different diagnoses, if you will, very quickly. What's kind of some paramount things that you actually try to express to the individuals that you can see it all over their face that they hurting in one area or another? And you have to, of course, I know you have to do that in a delicate way, but what are some kind of basic I don't want to say tactics, but just basic approaches that you use, especially in an environment that you've never been before.
Sure. What my purpose is to go and help these ministries that are reaching out to these women that they're rescuing out of the human sex trafficking. So one of the big issues with these ministries is, first and foremost, they are working frontline spiritual warfare, that they are right there in the midst of the depths of hell, really. The spiritual warfare that the devil really uses our sexuality to destroy our families, destroy the church. And so any ministry that is working in that anti-sex trafficking, pulling these women out, they are frontline spiritual warfare. So one of the things that we talk to these ministries about is, first, are they being properly armored? Are they spending time, a lot of time, with the Lord, preparing themselves, shielding, grabbing that shield of faith and putting on the helmet of salvation and shodding themselves with the shoes of peace and the breastplate of righteousness? Because a lot of times ministries, just in general, they begin to work so hard that they really, and I see it in myself as a counselor. I see it with other counselors. Sometimes we start out doing all the right things for all the right reasons, and it is for the glory of God. But sometimes the devil comes in and kind of twists it And then all of a sudden we begin to believe that we're more about being the Savior than just a conduit of the Savior. And sometimes we go out, we forget to plug ourselves into the source of the light, thinking that we are the light. And so when we're doing that, when we're forgetting to plug in to the source, then our light can fade. So the first thing is making sure that these ministry workers understand they have got to come away and rest in the Lord. They need to find sanctuary so that they can be filled up and so that they can be energized, because our strength comes from the Lord, not from ourselves. Our light comes from the Lord, not from ourselves. And when you're working in that human sex, when you're working, going out and helping these women out of human sex trafficking, you are in a dark, dark, dark place. So it's very, very important first for them to be plugged in and stay plugged into the source. Secondly, where my background, my training comes, is helping them completely understand trauma and the trauma brain, and understanding how that affects these young women and how the healing can take a very long time. So it takes perseverance for these ministry workers. They can't afford to burn out. They can't afford to grow weary. So they have to be plugging into the source. They have to understand the trauma and trauma brain. They also have to understand the high risk they are of burnout and compassion fatigue and vicarious trauma. They have to understand that they need to find rest. They need to be taking care of themselves. They need to have proper diets. They need to be exercising. They need to be getting rest. They need to be taking vacations, because they'll burn out. Secondly, spending time with people that have been so traumatized as human sex trafficked individuals, that can create what's called vicarious trauma or secondary trauma. So it's very, very important for these ministries to be really doing some good debriefing and kind of dumping all the garbage that has been poured into them. And so it really is about making sure they're properly armored by our Lord, our Heavenly Savior, and then also making sure they're equipped with the wisdom and understanding of what my field can help offer. So it's a kind of a twofold thing, but that's what we do when we go in.
Well, I just totally appreciate you. I mean, and look how strategic God was with that, because you know, my pastor always make a scenario. You know, when you go to the bank, if the church needs to make a loan, they say, for example, they're not going to know what you're talking about if you up there saying, you know, speaking in tongues, for example, or even praying. They may not recognize what you're doing. But you got to have a business plan just like everybody else. So I just love how you, the education that you have, and, of course, the Holy Spirit and the experience with God in your own life and what you've been taught, that you can actually spread that to others. So that's what I'm trying to tell you, ladies and gentlemen. People always say things you have in your life, it didn't matter. Why did I go through that? Yeah, and all of us, you know, we human, so we will say those things. But if you look back, just like the awesome Dr. Brooks, if you look back in our life, we'll realize that everything, as the word says, works out for our good, because we can use that, because you can speak to people, Dr. Brooks, and I can speak to people, and ladies and gentlemen, you can speak to people that we can't touch. And it's just because what you have gone through on an individual basis. I love it.
Yeah. I like to think God doesn't throw anything away. He doesn't waste anything. He didn't even waste my sin and all the things that happened between the age of 12 and 25. He didn't waste any of that. He didn't throw any of it away. He uses it. He uses my brokenness to help others in their brokenness. He rescued me. He healed me. And now he uses me. And anybody that's listening, no matter where you may think you are, no matter how deep in the pits you think you are, God will use you in such incredible ways. All you have to do is turn to him and say, I choose you over this life. Because he will turn your life around and then use it for his glory. It is, you cannot help but to be passionately in love with a Lord like that, who takes the crumbs of our life and makes incredible, incredible cakes and delicacies that you can't even imagine.
You're amazing. You're amazing. What I want to, you know, and I know the university, Liberty University, has been in existence for a long time, but I do want to commend them that you actually are an awesome asset there, number one, and number two, that they actually, the mission is on a faith perspective, because a lot of people, when they go through ups and downs, you know, I can use myself as an example. I've written a book about grief, going through the grieving process. Really, a lot of the medical terms I bought in and made them real layman terms. It's called Sunday Grief MD. But the point I want to say, I actually contacted, and I'm going to not say the name, but a name reputable, I'm going to say organization, I'm going to say it that way. And they actually told me they love the book, but they can't publicly endorse it because, of course, God's name was in there. And at first I didn't understand Dr. Brooks, but I sat back and I said, "But first, my first response, I'll be real with you, my first response was, well, there's no other way to go through it but with God, if you got a difficult situation. But I sat back and realized, you know, in so many different beliefs in the world, so many different religions, and of course you do want to respect them, but the most important thing we need to realize, what we need to do is we need to show love.
Yes, yes, yes. And you know what I'm loving is that one of the things, and Renee, you'll appreciate this, is understanding the trauma brain, understanding the limbic system, and then understanding the frontal region and the higher cortex region. And one of the things that we're realizing more and more with the new brain technology, the new imaging and stuff, is that frontal lobe region is the region that's most activated when we as Christians are involved in spiritual disciplines and really praying and worshiping, and so that frontal region is really high, really on fire. And the other part of that frontal region, the other thing that frontal region is responsible for is emotional intelligence and emotional regulation, where love and our ability to relate to one another, that's really activated. So ultimately what it says is we are programmed to love. We are programmed to receive our Heavenly Father's love. We are programmed to get to come to know him. And the best way we can help others who are hurting, who are very anxious or depressed or traumatized, they're caught up in that limbic system area, which is farther away from that higher cortex region. But if we sit with them in love, then it helps them kind of find the neural networking that they need to get in that frontal region. And once they're in that frontal region, they're more prepared to receive God's love. But we first have to share that love. The word says, love one another. Doesn't say point your fingers and condemn each other for their sins. It says, you know, don't pay attention to the speck in somebody else's eye. Take care of your own log in your eye. But love one another. Love one another as I have loved you. And so when we do that, when we sit with them at the well, when we meet people where they are and love them as Christ loves us, then what it does is it actually prepares them to receive the truth of the Holy Spirit. We don't have to be so pushy about that. All we have to do is just love them where they are and allow them to get out of that limbic system area and get in a relationship brain, and then it kind of opens the pathways for the Heavenly Father. It's fascinating when you really start looking at the research we have now, and it supports everything, obviously supports everything in the Bible. So yeah, sometimes we can back off and just love people where they are and then let God do the rest.
I'm kind of laughing a little bit because I've had a conversation today, Dr. Brooks, with the man of God, and he was saying, you know, that's what has happened to the world in general, that we forgot. I'm going to say that. that, you know, if when it says seek ye first the kingdom of God, it don't say seek ye first people. And yes. Sometimes we get that kind of mixed up, and, you know, it's a learning process, and that's why, you know, God had to send Jesus, because he knew we was going to, you know, make error, we weren't going to get it right, et cetera. But a lot of times we have the wrong motive sometimes, and that's how we end up in certain situations. But, Dr. Brooks, you know, time goes so quickly here. I want you to take the time and say, you know, anything else you have on your heart, and also, please follow it up with how we can connect with you, how we actually, you know, Atlanta, you know the statistics here, that we can actually reach out to the services you do, and of course, you know, how we can actually connect with you, if you, the social media, and how we can support you in the things that you're doing.
Oh, bless you, Renee. Thank you. I've written 2 books. One is Wash Clean and Virtuous, and the other one is Wash Clean and Walking by Faith. Any of the profits I get in with either one of those books will go straight to ministries helping girls out of human sex trafficking. So again, Wash Clean and Virtuous or Wash Clean and Walking by Faith. You can find them on my author's blog or website. It's jdbrooks6.com. I also have a blog, jdbrooks6.wordpress.com, and you can always reach me at jdbrooks6@liberty.edu, and I would be glad to visit with anybody about my passions. But if you want to help support the ministries, you please consider getting Wash Clean and Virtuous or Wash Clean and Walking by Faith. Those, all the profits from those will go to ministries helping women out of human sex trafficking.
Wow, I just love it. She's very passionate in the things that you do. We just want to thank you so much for being here with us on Good Deeds, and please, you know, continue this relationship that we have, that if you need anything from us, please do not hesitate to contact us.
Thank you, Renee.
You're welcome. Ladies and gentlemen, she is really passionate about what she do, and I just love it. You know, please, we're going to put all her information up on my website, the replay, and, of course, you know, support her material now, your publications, because she didn't say it goes, you know, she, what did she say? It all goes back out to help other people, and that's what we're supposed to do. Okay, we need to help others and impact others in the things that God has entrusted us to have. So, you know, we love you here on Good Deeds. If you need us for anything, you know how to contact us. All of our information, social media-wise, the things that I personally do, is there also. It's at www.reneesunday.com. You know, we love you. And if you want to advertise, sponsorship, we actually relaunching the publishing company this summer, this fall, and we're also our foundation. If you want to know more information about that, that's is at www.thesundayfoundation.org. It's a 501c3 nonprofit organization. But we love you so much, and you know this is Good Deeds, and I'm Dr. Renee Sunday. See you next time. Bye-bye.